You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply.
Funding for the Homeland Security Department is set to expire February 27th. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate is stuck on the issue.
It's clear we can't go forward in the Senate unless you all have heard something I haven't. And so the next move, obviously, is up to the House.
But House leaders are rejecting that, saying they have done all they can do, and they are putting the blame on Senate Democrats who object to the immigration language that overturns President Obama's executive order preventing millions of illegal immigrants from being deported. Three people were shot in a condo complex near the University of North Carolina. The victims were Muslim college students. 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks has been charged with 3 counts of murder. He said the shooting was motivated by a dispute over parking. New England could be hit with 2 more snowstorms this week. The National Weather Service says one is expected tomorrow, which could bring another 2 to 4 inches to areas in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. And then another storm bringing in higher amounts of snow could come Sunday night. This is USA Radio News.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Dietary guidelines may be evolving, but the core message of healthy eating stays the same. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel reports.
An advisory committee's recommendations for the nation's dietary patterns are due soon, and some advice may be changing. The committee is expected to downplay the importance of lowering cholesterol intake, letting people, for example, enjoy egg yolks in moderation. The panel could also tweak its recommendations on exactly how much salt is too much and put limits on sugar consumption. Still, the main advice never changes. Eat more fruits and vegetables and whole grains, and eat less saturated fats, salt, and sugar. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
The U.S. military will train soldiers fighting Russian-backed rebels in Ukraine. The announcement was made by the U.S. Army Europe Commander, Lieutenant General Ben Hodges. Training will also include securing roads, bridges, and other infrastructure, and treating and evacuating casualties. Jury selection is resuming in the Boston Marathon bombing suspect Zhohar Tsarnaev. He is charged in the 2013 attack that killed 3 people and injured more than 260. He faces the death penalty. Tsarnaev's lawyers have argued that he cannot receive a fair trial in Boston because of the emotional impact of the bombing and the personal connections many people have with the victims. U.S. stocks open lower, led by declines in energy companies as the price of oil goes lower. Chevron and ExxonMobil were among the biggest decliners in the first few minutes of trading. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome to Talented People. Hello. Hope you're having a great day. It's 3:06 in the afternoon on Wednesday, February 11th. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I'm going to give you the weather if you happen to be in the Hunterdon County, New Jersey area today. Flemington particularly. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low about 21. Thursday, scattered snow showers after 8 a.m., cloudy with a high of 35. Up to 1 inch, it seems like less than 1 inch is possible. Thursday night, scattered snow showers again before 9 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 7. Mostly sunny with a high of 17 on Friday. Mostly cloudy Friday night with a low about 6 degrees. Saturday, chance of snow after 8 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high of 28. Saturday night, chance of snow again, cloudy with a low around 9. Sunday, chance of snow partly sunny with a high near 13. Mostly cloudy with a low around 1 on Sunday night. And then on Washington's birthday, mostly sunny with a high of 18 and a low 7. That's my anniversary, 23 years, so I'm going to be going away for the weekend. I can't wait. So I just want to let you know about our guest in studio today. His name is Tom Anisevich, and he actually works for Cisco Systems as a service solutions consultant and supports the federal government out of Washington, D.C., some major agencies are Social Security Administration, National Institute of Health, NASA, Department of Energy, USDA, the CDC, Commerce, Interior, and Capitol Hill. It's so great to have you here. I got all kinds more to read, but I'll do that next time around. Thanks for being here, Tom.
Well, thanks for having me, Janie, and congratulations on your anniversary. 23 years. Wow.
I know. I can't believe it. It's so exciting. Yeah, so and we did get married on the weekend of the President's Day, so it's always Valentine's. It's like when a person has a birthday during Christmas or something. We never ever celebrate Valentine's Day because we're focused on our anniversary, but it's fun. So happy Valentine's Day to everybody else out there.
And what's going on with this snow? Well, when's the warm weather coming, Jeannie?
I don't know, but it's making me crazy. Plus, you know, we're talking 0 and 6 degrees. This is ridiculous. It's been so cold in our area for too long.
Oh, well.
When you're going down to Charlotte, North Carolina, can enjoy yourself there.
I'm going to try.
All right. Well, before we get started, I want to let everybody know about two upcoming events that we're going to talk about with Tom today. They're so exciting. The first one is going to be held at New Jersey Science and Technology University, NJIT, on March 30th. And that's coming up quicker than you think. Now, it's going to be experts revealing the top cyber threats and solutions, emerging risks for 2015. Nobody is excluded from this. Small businesses, large businesses, you just can't imagine the threats of hacking and cybersecurity. So we're going to get into that with Tom in a second. Just a little bit about the Monday of March 30th event at NJIT. You can register online at cybersecuritynj.com. There are speakers and panelists, very influential people. Dr. Kurt Roloff, you can see on the website about him. He's a professor in a Department of Computer Science at New Jersey Institute of Technology, and his history and what he's accomplished is absolutely extraordinary. And then Edward Goodman, Chief Privacy Officer for Identity Theft 9/11. Andrew Donofrio, who's Director of Cybersecurity and Digital Forensics at MSA Investigation. And then we have Jack Fanous. He's the CEO and co-founder of JobPath. And then Michelle Sikirica. I'm not exactly how to say that, but she's the president of the NJBIA. And then, of course, Judith Sheff, the associate vice president of technology at NJIT. Now, NJIT is hosting this in their atrium. And again, it's Monday the 30th of March. It is between 8:30 a.m. and 2 o'clock. Attendees can register online. It's only $35 to attend this. It's open to business owners, mostly leaders, CEOs, CIOs, presidents of companies, human resource management. This is all about the things that you don't know. We know that there's a lot of companies out there that are really large that have been hacked, and they have, you know, tons of money in many cases, and they're able to have IT specialists, but a lot of companies don't. So even if you do have those technologies, we want to have, we're going to share with you information on what exactly happened. Tom's going to talk about that today. And again, if you'd like to attend, you can register online. There are also sponsorship opportunities available if you're interested in marketing to about 62,000 individuals between now and the March 30th event. There's going to be availability for 300 business owners in the room. So if you're marketing to business owners, you can get in touch at cybersecuritynj.com. Now, The second event that's going to be happening is at the College of New Jersey, being offered by the Small Business Development Center, and that's at in Ewing, and that is on April 20th. That event is a maximum of 200 guests. There's no charge for that. You can register online again, and you can go to cybersecuritynj.com. That's particularly of interest to small business owners. The SB, Small Development Business Office, wants to make sure that companies realize how much they are at risk, and we want it told to those that have under 100 employees. So we invite you to come to that, and we look forward to hearing from you about this. Again, sponsorships and attendees are open online. You can get in touch. So, Tom, let's talk about you and what's going on out there in the Cisco world.
What is going on there? Well, we can start with today. Just listening to Squawk Box this morning, one of the security specialists was just recounting a recent break-in. And even to the news commentator, he said, you know, right now, within 30 minutes, I can get into your voicemail, I can get into your email, and I could, if you had a website, hijack it. And the commentator didn't believe it because he hasn't shared any of his personal information with them at all. But he's able to pull his social security number offline. He's able to find out enough about him and key attributes that he can guess passwords and hack right into his system. And apparently, even with voicemail, he's able to switch the response over so that he is pretending through some techniques to be that person checking his own voicemail. So it's not safe out there anymore, Jeannie, unfortunately. And what I would suggest to folks is, you know, change your passwords as much as you can, and make sure you have a strong password as a base start moving forward. The other nice thing about some of the things I do just working with the federal government is if you've heard about the commercial break-ins, you know, between Home Depot and Target within the last few years, you know, the federal government's in the same vein. There's a number of hackers out there from international countries who every night, all night long, just look for vulnerabilities in our federal system. So it's pretty much nonstop activity. And I'm looking forward to attending both your conferences on March 30th and April 20th, actually.
And we're expecting you to be very much a part of it. We have got to get your photo and bio, and someone is included as well. Tom Anisevich, again, here with us. He works with Cisco Systems, and we're talking about cybersecurity. It's already 3:14, if you can believe it. We're going to go to our first break here at Talented People, just so that, even though we're a minute early, we can just really delve into this conversation up until the half of the hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Right. All right, welcome back to our show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:17 already on February 11th. I hope you're having a great day. My guest in studio today is Tom Anisevich, and he works with Cisco Systems. He has an extraordinary history working with some of the most prominent government agencies, and including NASA, as an example, Social Security Administration, and CDC. We're talking about cybersecurity right now, and I was listening before the break, I hope you were, to Tom mentioning that someone on one of the prominent, representatives of cyber community was talking about how they were able to get into someone's voicemail computer and something else within like 30 minutes. So Tom, talk about that for a second.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. The tools that the hijackers have to date available are pretty sophisticated. So what you really need to do is just look to what's a good response. And the first thing is just use common sense. I mean, if you get an email from a party you're not aware of who they are, sometimes it's better just to delete it. And certainly, you know, instead of open it or clicking on a link, because once you do that, you know, some software can be transferred onto your computer, which can create a vulnerability for you. And your software may not be able to detect it. So again, don't open emails if you don't know the origins and who they are. And just be careful in that regard. Another good thing, especially when you look at the recent break-ins at Target and Home Depot, you know, where a bunch of Social Security numbers as well as credit card numbers were obtained. And by the way, Jeannie, they obtained that almost through a back door, through a vendor system that was supporting some of their point-of-sale terminals. So it was pretty interesting the way they did that.
What does that mean exactly?
So, you know, when you walk up to the checkout counter and you're scanning in all your merchandise mm-hmm. into the cash register, mm-hmm. that's how they broke in, through that scan checkout device, which
oh my
is
goodness.
Normally a point of failure that I guess wasn't really thought of before, but then they linked it back through the vendor reporting and got in that way. So it's always... You know,
that's just incredible. I heard yesterday that it was a medical facility was being, you know, targeted, and they couldn't figure out how to, you know, penetrate through. So they watched the behaviors of the staff who happened to go to a Chinese restaurant all the time. And then they did the same thing. They went through the Chinese restaurant back in through their credit cards or something.
So the real key is a lot of credit card companies are now having cards with the chip embedded in them. I know one of my MasterCards do. So it's just an extra layer of protection. It physically has to be in the machine, and you normally have a PIN assigned to it too. So example, Walmart mm-hmm. has these little devices in there now. So I physically have to put my credit card in there with a chip and then with a PIN to have an extra level of protection.
Wow. So, well, that's good to hear. I actually feel like that is.
That's good.
Because I know a couple of years ago, I got someone hacked into my checking account on a holiday weekend, on Thanksgiving, and they took out all my money. Literally, okay? They were able to trace it back to a Western Union office in, like, Minneapolis or something weird. But anyway, they sold me at the security place at the bank that as simple as going into a restaurant and handing over your credit card, and they go in the back and they take a photograph, a video, just scan it and make a copy of the front and the back. And then you walk out, you sign it, they can use that. I mean, that's how, you know, so I'm liking what you're saying here because I'm totally freaked out about the whole thing.
Yeah, well, one other thing to do that is credit checks. You know, you have that free Credit Karma and a bunch of agencies right now in addition to the three major credit check agencies. You need to look at that every few months to see if anyone's applying for other credit cards in your name and just what's going on from an overall credit perspective. So that's something good.
That's a really good idea, yeah.
Another one is when you're dealing with websites, especially when you're trying to buy stuff online, just make sure that you're at the legitimate place there, because sometimes you may see like a ghost site or a mirrored site that maybe someone set up, especially for smaller companies, you know, so they're routing traffic somewhere else. So you always want to just...
That is just crazy. Yeah. I know that in, I want to say 2000, 15 years ago, I remember a story about American Express had experienced that. Someone set up a duplicate, a mirror site, and people were going on applying for credit cards, giving all their information away without even realizing it wasn't the official site.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Wow.
And that also extends even down to children. You know, the nice thing about the organization I belong to is they have Safe and Secure Online, which for kids really looks at safety, security, as well as ethical behavior when they're online on the internet and using internet facilities. So I'm hoping to have both those information briefs at your upcoming events, Jeannie.
Oh, great. Well, let's remind everybody about that. Two upcoming cybersecurity events, both open to the general public. Anyone who's interested in, you know, learning more about protecting their systems, learning more about what's happening, and from the top of the top of the chain. So first one is on Monday, March 30th at NJIT in Newark. You can register online at cybersecuritynj.com. And the second one has a specific focus on small business. And I think it's interesting to talk about that, but it's going to be held at the College of New Jersey. It's sponsored by the Small Business Development Center. And that is on April 20th. And you can, again, register online. That one's free. It's $35 to register for the early bird special right now at the NJIT one with limited space. So if you're interested in sponsoring or showing up there, please register as soon as you can.
And who are the keynote speakers for those events? Do you have any locked down now, Jamie?
Yes, we do. I'm going to go back and look at my thing here. It's amazing. These people are... Well, the keynote right now is been invited is Senator Cory Booker. And he is supposed to be doing the welcome. And we've gotten, you know, we've been waiting for him to actually be able... Because with the dignitaries, of course, you can't... You know, if something comes up, they've got to go. But right now, he is our keynote. And then we have a number of top experts that are going to be speaking. One of them is Dr. Kurt Roloff. And we're actually going to try to have these gentlemen and this woman on our radio show between now and then. We have time. And he's with actually NJIT. But it's interesting because he was involved. He was a principal investigator for the Cypher team at the DARPA Proceed program. And I know that people who know about that are, wow. Anyway, Edward Goodman is the chief.
Wow.
Do you know about that? Do you
wow.
know? I want to know what it is. Everybody says, wow. Do you know what it is?
It's encryption. It's cryptology.
Oh, boy. Wow. Well, that's what we were talking about.
Once you get into that area and looking at the algorithms and it's a science. It really is. You got to be really deep in finite math and algorithms, and it's an incredible area.
What about like your day at the office at Cisco? Tell us a little bit about what it's like to work for a company that provides these types of services.
Well, you know, I have first internal stakeholders, obviously a lot of the account managers that sell product, as well as a lot of the service managers who do maintenance contracts and other support services. But my primary role is with advanced services. So let's take the case of Social Security Administration. If they're setting up a new data center, which they did actually recently within the last few months to support, you know, the millions of folks out there right now who are either Social Security eligible or someday will be, You know, you have to make sure that that facility is protected and configured in the right fashion. So that's one example. Another example is there's been some break-ins recently. NOAA, National Oceanographic Organization, just had one within the last few months, too. So a lot of times these groups reach out to us, you know, either before the fact or after the fact, and look to see what they can do to harden their capabilities for firewalls and make sure that they're properly protected.
Oh my God. So if someone does get hacked, and say they are some company with significance as far as like that goes, NOAA or Home Depot or wherever, what happens? Like, I mean, is there any, like, you guys come in and then is it just like you're always trying to stay one ahead of the adversaries, or how do you know what's going on, and where do you feel confident? I would be very nervous if I had to put my name on some.
No, I could understand that. You know, we have a full range of solutions, obviously, from firewalls and product on the front end to full services. Actually, our most recent service offering is Total Managed Threat Defense, where we'll essentially put two racks of equipment on a site, and we'll monitor all incoming and outgoing traffic. And that's down to the packet level, and that's 24/7/365. So that's continuous service. We have our Security Operations Center in Raleigh, North Carolina, and all they do is look for bad stuff happening, you know, and then essentially tier it out to how severe the incursion may or may not be.
I mean, do they find people trying to hack all the time? And what happens when they find one?
It's funny. I was just looking at a survey for Duke University. We just had an implementation there recently. And within a two-week pilot, they had about 200,000 instances, of which about 30,000 deserved a look, of which about 7,000 were significant, where you take a second look, and of which 300 to 400 of them were things they had to take a look at.
Wow.
So there's a lot of stuff going on.
That's terrifying.
And that's in a two-week period.
And that's with a university. I know, you know, it's interesting because we were hearing about this as far as guests go for these attendees, and who, you know, universities are targets for their research and development information.
Absolutely.
So it's like, okay, you've got the retailers that have the credit card, and you've got the hackers trying to get the identities, and then you've got the information and the patents and trademarks, and, you know, I mean, it's just
all the trade secrets, you know, trying to get into even the major contractors for the federal government. I believe it was, and this is in Shane Harris's book on the upcoming cyber war, the Chinese had the plans for our F-35, you know, shortly thereafter. The major contractor did, because they didn't get them from the Pentagon, but they got them from the contractors in that case. So a lot of international hijacking and espionage for commercial or governmental or intelligence secrets are going on constantly, round the clock.
Well, it just interests me, and I'm sure everybody else out there, I'm wondering, it was kind of funny, I was talking to a 21-year-old or 25-year-old, sorry, gentleman the other day. He said he wanted to join the military, you know, and I was just I was looking at him, and I was like, you know, I wonder if the technology, you know, like, is that something that's being, I mean, is our military becoming a technology type of also?
Absolutely. Several years back, the Air Force created a new command called the Cyber Command. And right now, between NSA and I think even Obama within the last few days has talked about a cybersecurity agency, too. There's been specialists in Army, certainly in the war theaters, the Signal Corps, and special groups within NSA located around the country and in different time zones, that their major job is just for threat prevention. Mm-hmm. And response, you know, to look at threats before they happen and figure out if somebody's coming in, how they can get back at them in an effective manner.
Oh, my gosh. Tom Anisevich is our guest here. He's from Cisco Systems. And we're going to go to our quick break. This is Talented People. It's about 3:30. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama claims ISIS could threaten the U.S. homeland, and he's asking Congress to formally authorize military force. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
It's going to require Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill to do something that they have not done with a lot of success over the last several years, which is actually to work together.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith describes the plan.
The authorization would expire after 3 years, meaning Obama's successor would have to ask Congress to renew it. And the wording suggested by the White House promises U.S. troops will not have an enduring offensive combat role. That aims to split the difference between hardliners who want Obama free to use some ground troops and liberals who see a slippery slope to war.
Congress will also consider today whether to approve construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline. Proponents say it will create jobs and make the country less dependent on foreign oil. President Obama is threatening a veto. This is USA Radio News.
Attention credit card customers who may have spent a little too much this holiday season, putting them into credit card debt. Every 3 minutes, another person falls further into credit card debt, and many credit card companies have nearly doubled their minimum monthly payment. Now people can barely afford to keep up, but we have great news. Thanks to a powerful program, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. We are a nationwide nonprofit helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments for 20 years. Call 800-975-9016. The call and information are free.
I cut my payment by over $600 and saved over $25,000 in interest.
We've helped over 300,000 people eliminate their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-975-9016 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-975-9016. That's 800-975-9016. Again, 800-975-9016.
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. It's 3:33 on Wednesday, February 11th. I hope you're having a great day. Just want to give you the weather forecast if you're in the area. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 21. Scattered snow showers after 8 a.m. on Thursday, cloudy with a high of 35. Thursday night, scattered snow showers before 9 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low about 7 degrees. Mostly sunny with a high of 17 on Friday, cloudy with a low about 6 degrees on Friday night. Saturday, chance of snow after 8 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high of 28, and then chance of snow, cloudy with a low about 9 degrees on Saturday night. Chance of snow continuing through Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 13 and mostly clear with a low around negative one on Sunday night. Then on President's Day, mostly sunny with a high of 18 and low 7 degrees. I'm going to ask Tom, our guest, Tom Anisevich, who's here with Cisco Systems, and we're talking about cybersecurity. But if you happen to be in the Hunterdon area, I want Tom to talk about next week's Lions Club and the speaker.
Oh, definitely. That's a great segue, Jeannie. Yeah, I'm also a vice president in our Flemington Raritan Lions Club. And historically, we give out about $30,000 each and every year to several dozen nonprofits in our footprint here, as well as two scholarships for 100 and Central seniors going on to college, $1,500 each. So, we have a smaller club, but we're growing right now. Actually, Jeannie just became a more recent member herself and Colleen. Well, good news is this coming Tuesday, which is whatever date that is.
It's got to be 17th because my anniversary is the 16th, I think.
Oh, then that's the date. at 6 o'clock, we'll be at the Flemington Raritan Diner, and the public would be invited to this. Mayor Phil Grenier from Flemington will be our guest speaker. So he'll be able to share with the attendees the latest plans and developments for Flemington Borough and all the great things that are happening here in town.
It is the 17th, February 17th.
At 6 o'clock at Flemington Raritan Diner.
Great. Thanks, Tom. It sounds like it'll be very, very interesting. All right, so back to cybersecurity. I want to remind everybody that there's two events coming up for business owners, business leaders, and the like, general public. One is at NJIT, New Jersey Institute of Technology in Newark, on Monday, March 30th. And the second is at the College of New Jersey, sponsored by the Small Business Development Center in Ewing. And that's on April 20th, on Monday as well. You can register online at cybersecuritynj.com. And you can get information if you're interested in being a sponsor and marketing to these business leaders and or attending and learning all about it. Tom's our expert here today. He works with Cisco Systems, and you know what they are in charge of could really just blow your mind if you're listening. Tom, tell everybody again what you guys do at Cisco.
What we do is we support the federal government. That would be civilian agencies, system integrators, Department of Defense, as well as intelligence agencies for security solutions. Also, you know, data center, mobility and collaboration for advanced services. So it's very rewarding and certainly nonstop.
Well, just I'm curious because I'm now that, of course, we're hosting these events, you know, on cybersecurity, I'm learning so much. But, I would hear, hey, Home Depot got hacked or, hey, something happened with Sony and everything was all about the movie and blah. But just curious, like, have they actually been able to identify one of those hackers that actually took out one of the best and what happened?
They normally, you know, because of the routing that hackers usually take and setting up presence on other machines that they may not physically be owned, but when you look at the routing on it, they are able essentially to trace it back. You know, so when President Obama, you know, said to the Chinese, you know, we know it was you doing this, he has a pretty good basis of an understanding that the NSA and their resources help them get to it. You know, so if you're looking at a Russian hacker or a Chinese hacker, and that's usually intimated in the conversation, it's usually pretty valid. But when it comes to the more local events, some of them have been determined, but a lot of them haven't. You know, when they're able to just hit and run and pick up operations, and you know, I think in the target situation, I'm not sure they know who the perpetrators of that point of sale access really was to this date. And unfortunately, caused the CEO to resign. They have a new CEO at Target, and ramifications throughout the entire organization.
Well, I know, I want to say, I don't know if it was American Greed or whatever kind of story, whatever, Investigation Discovery or whatever. I was watching a couple years ago, and they were talking about Marshalls. Like, they had a whole, you know, do you remember that? It was like a swiping with credit cards situation been going on for like years, and the hacker people were able to get through not only just to Marshalls but to their sister companies and stuff, and had all kinds of records. That was years ago. They took them forever to find the people, and then they did a documentary on it. It was like, oh my god, it's unbelievable.
So again, why don't we just remember that, use common sense when you're on the internet, really, you know. And It's an open forum, you know. Don't open up emails from folks you don't know and things that look like they may be suspicious in nature. Check your credit card, check your credit, you know, every few months. Make sure there's been no crazy stuff going on in that regard. Protect your Social Security number. If and when you have the chance to upgrade your card to one with a chip in it, definitely consider it.
Do you go to a lot of shows that talk about some of the advancements, like the chip that you're talking about, that things are going to change? At least
you
have conferences.
Like the one on March 30th
yeah.
or on April 20th?
Yes, absolutely. Those are going to be the best ones, of course, of all of them. Yeah, it's just cybersecuritynj.com is where you got to register so you don't miss anything.
You can include me on both of them now.
Thanks. I'm going to register myself.
The other thing I mentioned earlier was a safe and secure online for children, and that's just a program that is run in association with the society I belong to. And it just gives, you know, kids and children better understanding of internet access. It's really aimed for children from 7 to 14 with an accompanying parent presentation, just so that, you know, children can learn how to be safe and secure online and address any gaps that may exist. So, that's some information I hope to get over to you too, Janie.
Well, we're looking really forward to it. It is important. You know, I know the company that we represent, the public relations company, Janie Murphy PR, represents Privo. And they're one of seven White House grant recipients in charge of also helping build that infrastructure for information to protect the children's information online. Because, you know, kids don't even think twice when they go onto the internet, and it's younger and younger. They don't have any idea about, like you said before, you used the right word. What's the intent of the person who's engaging these children, and what are they doing with that information? And there's, you know, COPPA regulations and all that that they have to follow. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there who don't follow the rules, like you were talking about with the mirroring of the sites and stuff.
And you could start just by having conversations with your kids, you know, and make sure they know that, you know, as they're posting things and pictures, that the internet is public. It is not private. So anyone can look at everything you've got out there.
It is amazing when you think about what we're talking about right now and how much hacking is happening every day, and how 20 years ago there wasn't even an internet. And then you look forward 20 years from now and wonder what it's going to be like.
Well, obviously, encryption is going to get more and more intense. You want to be able to set up secure links between yourself and wherever you want to get out to, and make sure that that communication pathway is secure. And there's a number of ways to do that, you know, today with certificates, with added encryption, with other methods, but that will become more and more predominant. So when you talked about the cryptology PhD that's going to be at that show, you know, the future really is going to be in developing stronger and stronger algorithms and encryption standards.
Let's hope that, you know, can be done, because it seems incredible. We're going to go to our last break here. It's 3:42 already on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. We're talking with Tom Anisevich. He works with Cisco Systems about cybersecurity. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hi, I'm Glenda Webb, a professionally trained voiceover artist. With my warm, soothing, authoritative vocal style, I will capture the attention of and captivate your potential clients while clearly articulating your message. So whether you simply want a more professional sound to your voicemail, commercials to sell your products, medical or technical productions for presentation or training purposes, or anything in between. Remember, Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard. You may contact me at 908-899-1157 or at gcwvoices@gmail.com. Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
All All right, welcome back to Talented People. It's already 3:45. I'm talking with our guest, Tom Anisevich, and he works with Cisco Systems. And, you know, they're one of the most prominent systems protectors of information and data assessment and so on for companies all around the world. Tom was talking about cybersecurity, and during the break, Tom, you were mentioning some of the benefits, and one of the examples of where this, you know, monitoring of cyber activity can actually be of so much value.
Yeah, there's that great movie on out now that portrays the World War II events around Enigma and the British naval group that was able to break the ciphers that the Germans were using. So they actually knew about some of the German plans before they really happened. And that was an electromechanical device. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I know the actor was up for a few awards this past few
years. And what was it called again?
Now you're going
to have to Well, we're going to find it.
We're going to have to find it.
But what about, Bin Laden?
And then even Bin Laden, too. You know, when you look at what the Army Signal Intelligence Group did on really putting together and finding someone who was essentially in a house all by himself and never used the cell phone for years, and the process they went through to track mobile communications and identify exactly the geographies that were involved there, and through the networking of people and places and acquaintances, tying all that together, that multi-level process to be able to find him and successfully end his reign of terror. It was another great example of our capabilities in that regard.
Well, it certainly does make you think about, with all the bad that we are hearing every day on the hacking and everything else, that the usefulness of it, and that way, the way that it's being monitored and intercepting messages, it's just fascinating. I think about all the time, you know, if you were working in one of these agencies, and you know, like you said, the layers of having to put together just something that might just seem like a random email that may be connected to a whole strategy.
And it was Alan Turing, who's the British naval expert with the Enigma machine, that was able to break the code, and who the movie is based on now. Now you're going to ask me, what's the name of the movie?
Yeah, we still didn't find it yet, did we?
Imitation Game, is that it?
No. I don't know. My husband usually gets me up on all this stuff, but I haven't thought about it lately. But I am curious, back to kind of like an issue of small businesses, just for the sake of it. I know that now, like even at the College of New Jersey, being sponsored by the Small Business Development Center, for open to business owners at no cost on April 20th. One of the presenters is a gentleman. He works with a company called SES. And they're supposedly a satellite communication company that has like four clients, like, you know, the United States, you know, Philadelphia or whatever. Seriously, that's what someone told me. Anyway, the presenter, the speaker, he teaches a class on cybersecurity certification. And he said that when he's doing his presentation, he's going to talk to the small business owners about things like, what is it that you need to have? What is it that you need to know that you need to have? Like kind of like what Cisco does in a big way for the larger companies and so on. What kind of budget is it going to cost you to be able to just do what you do? If you're a small dentist office or a doctor's office and you have information that's just being so coveted to these hackers. And then also, when you're hiring people if it's an outsourced company, an individual to handle your website, because God, you know, let's think about it. Over the last couple years or 10 years, you used to have to go to a service and they would create a website for you and they would host it, and you would just be held hostage really to these companies forever. And then, you know, the GoDaddies came along, and anybody anywhere can just go ahead and set up a website in an hour and a half with $20. And then there's still no security there. So now when a company is going to go out and hire someone who has experience, of course, in just creating a website and so on, that doesn't mean they have any experience in cybersecurity protection.
Well, that's just something you have to check for in their credentials, Janie. As you said, you just don't want the web presence. You want to make sure you have a secure environment, especially if you're going to do commerce on that. If you're a small business who wants to do retail and commercial traffic on that site, you have to make sure you have a firm with the right credentials. Oh, and by the way, the name of the movie is The Imitation Game.
Oh, that's good.
From and it's the story of Alan Turing, and the actor was Benedict Cumberbatch. And I know he plays Sherlock Holmes, too, on some of the BBC channels. I know I've seen him in a few venues. And I have to see that movie, yet too. It's on my to-do list.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be on my to-do list, too. I wonder if it's on, like, pay-per-view or whatever, Comcast.
I haven't seen it on DVD or Blu-ray yet, but, just last year, late in the year, it came out, so.
Well, before we go, why don't you share one more time with everybody out there the information about next week's Lions Club?
Sure. Next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 17th, at 6 o'clock at the Flemington Raritan Diner, we're going to be having our Lions Club meeting, and our guest speaker will be Mayor Phil Grenier from the Flemington Borough, who will be available to share with the audience and attendees some key messages on what's going on in the borough here. Also, if you're interested in becoming a Lions member, that'd be a perfect time to see how you can volunteer and give back to the local community and by serving. And we hopefully, Janie and I will love to see you there then on Tuesday.
Yes, we will. And while we're talking about it, I'll mention the chamber, because the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is the only chamber of commerce in the United States that has a streaming online radio show, actual studio. We're sitting in a studio looking across at each other, Tom and I, having a conversation. And we thank the chamber for the opportunity to have this radio show and Parenting Matters. And also, I always say that one of the greatest things I've did for my company, in addition to joining Lions, is joining the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I have been a member, proud member, I'll say, for probably 3 or so years. And today, just if you're actually interested, they have the new New Jersey Hunterdon Living magazine out, and they publish this at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. It has all of the members' information in it. Talks all about Hunterdon County, and it's so well done. Just one of the small benefits of being a member, and you know, for a small business like as little as $280, you know, a year, you get access to so many awesome people. And you know, it's the same as in the Lions Club. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And I can say honestly, our company has gotten probably at least five legitimate clients in the public relations business over the chamber just by talking and hanging around. They're like my family, and I feel the same way about the Lions Club now, because we've been getting to know you guys for so long, and it's nice to be part of, like you say, doing goodwill for the community. Hunterdon does it pretty much for the community and for mostly businesses. And again, if you're a business owner out there and you're not a member of the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, you really do need to get in touch with their offices here in on Mine Street, because it's worthwhile. Tom, anything else you'd like to say?
No, just remember strong passwords, change your password every now and then, and check your credit would certainly be the three simplest things you could always do.
And those things are so simple but vital. Okay, so just to wrap it up here at 3:54 on Wednesday, February 11th, I'm Jeannie Murphy. Our guest again was Tom Anisevich. He works with Cisco Systems, and he is in charge of the federal government accounts type stuff like that. He's been with them forever, different agencies, and he's just so impressive and such a nice guy. If you happen to want to meet him in person and you want to come out to the events on cybersecurity on April 20th, the College of New Jersey, sponsored by Small Business Development Center. And then on March 30th, on Mondays, on both days, cybersecurity conference at NJIT in Newark. And they're both going to be continental breakfast and lunch with amazing information and amazing people and speakers. So you can register online at cybersecuritynj.com. We hope you have a great week and a happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there, and a nice 3-day weekend. Tom, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Janie, and easy with the snow, huh?
Yeah, and the freezing temperatures. Make sure you stay warm out there. Take care.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Grenade while he was covering the Iraq War in 2003. I'm Mike Rossia.
The White House says that nearly all of the troops sent to West Africa to help in the battle against Ebola are heading home soon. About 1,500 of the 2,800 troops dispatched are already home. After April 30th, only 100 troops will remain in Africa. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Fender Squire Strat, now just $99. Ernie Ball acoustic guitar strings, three sets for $12. Or a PreSonus AudioBox USB interface, just $69. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
British authorities are reevaluating their plan to have 24-hour surveillance on the Ecuadorian embassy in an attempt to catch an international fugitive hiding within its walls. More now from London correspondent Kyle McKinnon.
They're standing watch outside the Ecuadorian embassy here, not to protect the building, but in case Assange decides to make a run for it. The founder of WikiLeaks has been holed up in the embassy since June 2012, when he took refuge there to avoid extradition. Swedish officials want Assange sent to their country for questioning about possible sexual assaults. Assange denies wrongdoing and says he fears he'll be sent to the U.S. The Metropolitan Police Commissioner told a local radio station the resources spent to keep tabs on Assange, about $15,000 a day, require some review. Kyle McKinnon, London.
A Florida attorney is causing headaches for local law enforcement over DUI arrests. The full story now from correspondent Tony Winton.
The tactic is simple.
Good evening, how you doing?
Lawyer Warren Redlick has created a flyer to display to police while keeping your car window rolled up.
People don't realize that innocent people get arrested for drunk driving. It happens a lot.
It says, I remain silent. No searches. I want my lawyer. Miami Police Sergeant Luis Taborda says checkpoints are done to save lives, not trap people.
I have to be that one who's got to knock on somebody's door and see the pain.
Redlick says he's not advocating confrontation and says motorists should follow police commands. His flyer has yet to be tested in court. Tony Winton, Miami.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
It's 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're at 22 degrees right now in Flemington, clear skies. And calm winds at this point. No, 8-mile-an-hour winds, 13-mile-an-hour gusts. Sunny to partly cloudy today, a high of 36. Winds northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies this evening will become overcast overnight. A low of 20, winds light and variable. Cloudy and a few flurries or snow showers possible tomorrow with a high of 37. Southwest winds shifting to northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine.